new news of a new program, kind of art on the go, art to go.
Yeah. Way to tease it, Ted. There you go.
I'm teasing it because, man, I can see this in my neighborhood. I hope everybody, when you're done describing what this is, I hope everybody feels just like I do about this.
Well, that's great. Yeah, this is a brand new program that the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region is launching next week, and it's called Curbside Culture. And basically, in this sort of COVID reality where performers are not able to perform in traditional venues and theaters and bars and restaurants, they're out of work. And what the Cultural Office decided to do was to come up with a new program that would hopefully help to get some of these professional musicians, actors, dancers, aerialists out into the community, not at a typical performance venue, but on your curbside, on your front lawn, in your backyard, on your driveway, really anywhere outside that is safe and where people are practicing smart COVID mitigation techniques and social distancing. This is a great place for a curbside culture performance. And we've created a roster of artists from the local community. And you can go to peakradar.com/curbsideculture. And you can see the artists that are currently available. We'll be adding more. And reach out to them directly and book them for a gig. The pricing is all there. And really what we're doing is providing the structure that allows the community to directly access professional performance artists from our area.
Oh, goodness, Andy. Whose brainchild was this? That's double genius happening right here.
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, Ted, but I can't. really, credit goes to Herman Tiemens, who is a works at Wells Fargo here in town. He's a arts philanthropist, and he is a former director on the Cultural Office board. And he saw something online that was similar to this, and he brought it to our attention. We took that concept, modified it to a fit and accommodate our community and the structure of Peak Radar. And boom, here we go. So all the PR starts next week. We hope we get a lot of interest from the community, not only from individuals like yourself who might want to do this for a small gathering in your neighborhood, Ted. You can also gift it to someone else or as a way to say thank you, for example, to our first responders. You could send a jazz performance to your local fire hall. We've been talking with some of the folks who work with senior citizens in nursing homes. They might take performances into the courtyard so that folks in nursing homes could enjoy the performances from the safety of their room looking out the windows. So there's all kinds of different ways to do this safe and smart, making sure it's outside, making sure it's a small audience. This is not for big crowds. This is just for an intimate art experience. And the pricing is all comes up by each artist. They set their own prices. Some are very inexpensive. Some are more expensive. You just got to go to the website and find what looks good to you.
Gosh, I'm just speechless. And that's probably a good thing because you've said this so masterfully. And again, this is something that I can picture in my own neighborhood and because it's these warm, sultry summer nights and somebody in your neighborhood has a big flat driveway and bring your own chairs and here's who's coming over and it's an open house and everybody's distanced because they're outside. The weather's nice and moderate this time of year. Just a perfect place, a perfect time, and I hope everybody takes advantage of this. Let's give website and engagement instructions one more time, if you don't mind.
Sure. So you can go right now to peakradar.com/curbsideculture. The other thing I will tell you is that starting not next week, but the week after, the Cultural Office is going to be running a series of social media contests and campaigns to give away five $250 vouchers so that you can have basically either a free or discounted curbside culture experience. So for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be giving away, sorry, not next week, but the week after, we'll be giving away each Friday. You'll register online through social media, and then you'll have a chance to win a voucher. So you could not only enjoy live local performance, but it'll either be free or reduced if you're one of our winners. And peakradar.com/curbsideculture.
Thank you. Sorry to step on you there. Peakradar.com/curbsideculture. Pricing and availability, genre of music is all there. And imagine that in your front yard, your driveway with your friends and neighbors very close by, or gifting this to somebody. It just doesn't get better. Andy, you always excite me with something so cool and so fun. This one is at the top of the list.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to top, Ted, but I'll give it my best. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to join you each month, and I hope your listeners check it out.
Same here. We appreciate you very much. Andy Vick, Executive Director of COPPER, our Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, our monthly visit. And you know what? I think we're going to have you back a little bit sooner than a month from now to sort of tease the contests and then get people thinking about this, I mean, just in case they forget for some crazy reason.
I would love to come back whenever you want to have me, Ted.
Okay, I'll send you an email. Andy, have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. You too. Take care.